Hello, and welcome to the meditation for the economy, for the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our project for peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform the consciousness in the United States economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things dealing with economy, all things dealing with financial, and to do so under grace. We open ourselves up during this time to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be the divine instruments of peace. And know that when we make this internal shift inside, our world changes, and ultimately it just carries across the globe, all of Mother Earth, simply radiating out like a wave form of energy, transforming consciousness. At some magical moment that is deemed by a higher force, it is so across the globe, seemingly instantaneously. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 194. Your thoughts and words shape your reality. You can have it any way you want. Your thoughts and words shape your reality. You can have it any way you want. The really interesting thing here is you can have it any way you want. You and your thoughts create whatever real is. Real is not whatever appears to be out there. Real is our take on it. The word real means thing. So the real thing is not what others present to you. It's your thoughts and words regarding that existence. And you are the shapeshifter of your world. You are the movie director of your world. The existence of things, the reality, the authenticity of things is based on what is authentic for you. You are the creator. You determine the quality of your external world. That's reality. It's the quality of things. You determine by your choice of thoughts and words what is. To no matter what you are presented with, it is always about you and your choice, your take on it, your feelings on it. And we have the opportunity to be conscious of our thoughts, our words, and our feelings. That's part of our human existence, and that's also part of our test in life, if you will, in this life university. Will we choose what others present to us and be a victim oftentimes, or will we choose to be the creator and own the divine power we've been given? To shapeshift whatever is to whatever is really meant to be that supports our beingness, our I am presence. We're told in the beginning was the word, and it was good. So it's up to you to choose the words that are good. It's up to you to choose the promise. The word that promises your creation, because the word means promise. It's like a password, a signal, a command, an order. Whether you say it in words or sounds, or keep it internally as thoughts and ideas, a word is sending a signal, a command to your subconscious mind to create and put things in order. And that's how it happens. Imagine you are a cook and you create your recipe and you have this vision for what you want to create. You put it into the oven and you set your intention, your thought, the thermostat, the temperature gauge on it, and the time. Thoughts are ideas, attention, expectation. Although we consider them unspoken, they are unspoken words. We have put in the order what we expect to happen out there with our thoughts, our attention, our expectation. So you put in your order, you put that in, and you get that back. And you create it by whatever ingredients you put into it. You create the kind of cake. You know, you can have any kind of pot you want. And your cake comes out in the form that you decide. Will it be cookies? Will it be cupcakes? Will it be a loaf cake? Will it be some other shape? You decide. You are the creator of your reality. And even though there may be things all around you in your immediate world and the larger world, as in the world we live in now with all the perceived and apparently at times more real than others, financial crisis, it's about your take on it. Will I be a victim here, or will I claim my right, my ability, my gifts as a divine creator and follow the word from the very beginning that it is good and know that no matter what appears, this is an opportunity for me to shapeshift inside and find the good in it and allow myself to really be the receptor of all that is good by putting in motion, not by what people gave to me, but my take on it, my thoughts, my words, spoken and unspoken, felt, written. This is the gift we've all been given. Choose wisely. We will keep that message in mind today as we begin today's meditation. I invite you to go inside. Breathe into your heart center now. Breathe the goodness of all that is. Breathe in a new reality now. Breathe in the purity of the sun and the moon and the stars. Breathe in the divine essence that's all around us, that it is who we are. We are choosing conscious thoughts to combine with the true essence. All is good. All is well. All is right. Right now. Breathing in to your heart center. Nice, long, slow, gentle breaths. Allow yourself to notice as you breathe in, as you slow it down, your chest goes up and down, slower and slower. Breathing into your heart center, noticing the light inside, becoming one with the cosmos inside of you, the place of true reality, the place where you set your intentions now, your thoughts, your ideas. Anchor, peace, love, health, wealth, happiness, joy, excitement, enthusiasm, passion, love, love, more love, right inside of you now. going deeper and deeper inside. Feel that love inside as you become one with the light inside of you. Once again, connecting with the spirit of your being. The energy, the life force of the universe that allows you to be the creator who you are. We have been given this gift, this faculty, to connect with spirit, our spirit, higher spirit. We've been given this opportunity to use it wisely. So, I command you to trust your own commanding ability, the power of your word, the power of your thoughts, the unspoken words that are clear instructions for whatever it is you desire. Be conscious of your thoughts. Catch those thoughts that are other than this perfect place now, and simply release them back to the nothingness from where they came. Snap your fingers. Thank you. Cancel clear. Allow them to go swiftly back to the nothingness from where they came, under grace. And if by chance you get hooked, simply when your awareness is there again, let them go. And let go any hard feelings you may have for yourself, for allowing it to happen in the first place. For we always know that at our greatest truth, we created whatever has entered our world. And we have the divine, infinite power to recreate it now. And whatever image we desire, this energy is neutral, is up to us to choose wisely. So from this place inside, one with this love and light inside, choose a word that brings you joy, that brings you peace. Feel that word. I choose love. Simply breathe in that word. And as you do, allow it to percolate in your whole system. From your star center, see the rays of light shooting out in every direction, filling every cell and atom with your word. In the beginning, there was the word. There was the signal. There was the command. And it was good. What's your word? Allow that word to be your mantra now. Feel that word. Breathe that word. Echo that word in the deepest recesses of your conscious and unconscious mind now. To the core of your being, be that word. There are hundreds and thousands of words that go through our system and we are exposed to every day. Choose to utilize the power you've been given to be selective. What words from out there and what words from inside of you are allowed to be part of your reality, your real experiences, this movie of your life now. No matter what other words people are sending you, remember, you're the shapeshifter. You can turn the channel, you can shut off the TV, you can flip the page, you can select a different book, you can ask a friend to speak another time. You have the power to create the reality that is your truth, that it is all good. Now, this is not Pollyanna. This is creating, recreating who you are is all good. And allowing into your space that which is good, that feeds your soul, expands your mind, keeps you centered on moving forward for positive, for good. Opens your consciousness to bring forth the right solutions, the positive, high-level solutions under peace and grace for your good. By focusing your thoughts, your intentions, your attention on this space inside, allowing this space, this light, this consciousness, this spirit who you are, to resonate through you, guide you with the word that is good. And therefore, we are at peace. We regain our harmony. We allow prosperity to be in our world again, under grace. By continuing to listen inside, that's the reality check. Not what others say, what your inner self says. And learning to distinguish the guidance from spirit, from the learned words from other, who are other than God. Feel the word, and the word is good. Feel good inside of you. Recognize this feeling. See it from the inside out. Be one with it. And from this place, we can center our focus on anything in our immediate world, in the greater world, across Mother Earth, to send her this goodness now. So I invite you today to bring the goodness, the word that you hold inside of you, out into the world. But we'll start with inside of us, from the sacred place inside, with your mind's eye. Focus it on all of Mother Earth, looking from the cosmos inside of us, from our special sacred star. Look out across the universe and see Mother Earth spinning there in her greens and blues and whites. And as a whole, focus your thoughts, your intentions, your attention on Mother Earth, and from your heart center, from the center of your star being, send out rays of love and light. See the rays from your inner self. Simply extend out and hold Mother Earth all around her now. There. Feel that love, that goodness, that grace, that joy, that peace that harmony, that prosperity, that oneness with the divine, radiating from your and our collective heart centers now. Peace, harmony, and prosperity in all its forms, thought forms, spoken and unspoken words, images in the mirror of your mind, sending out from your heart center pure love now, radiating all around Mother Earth. And now see all the rays inside of you of this goodness come together as a powerful beam and allow it to spin all around Mother Earth 3 times, as in Mother, Father, God. Simply breathe it so in your mind's eye, knowing, radiating around all of Mother Earth, encircling her, embracing her, and all her beings, with the energy to choose a higher path, a higher choice, to choose the word, and that it is good. Under grace now, binding each person their way to divine goodness, to shapeshift their reality for a higher goodness, under grace now. And as you continue to hold that space and send that light and see and feel it penetrating to the core of Mother Earth, the home of all of us, all her beings, human, inanimate, and other life forms that all support us in ways known and unknown. And when you're ready, allow that condensed ray of light of all of your rays to spin back into your heart center so you may be the receptor of this powerful divine light again. This light who is you, and know that you are never separated from your light. You are never separated from your good. You are never separated from your words and your thoughts. Continue to ground them. Ground your mantra today in your heart center. Come back to your heart center whenever you feel something, someone attempting to tug you away from it. Cancel clear, snap your fingers, laugh. Disconnect from the other stuff and reconnect your awareness, your thoughts, your ideas, your attention, your focus, your feelings inside to this place. All is well, and the word is good. Feel that goodness again. Remember this feeling. And know you may take it back to the external world and view and feel all things from this place and find the goodness in whatever, in quote, reality you may or may be presented to you. Honor the Creator. That is you. That is each of us. The God force radiates inside of you. And as we begin, take some gentle breaths. Perhaps bring your hands together in prayer position. And feel that goodness now as we come back to consciousness in the physical world. Remember your greatness. Remember your divine being. Remember, you create. You create your reality now, and the word is good. I bless you and thank you. Namaste. Carla, dear one, would you like to tone and anchor this feeling inside of us today?
Yes, I love to sound my mantra for today for all of us, and it sounds like this. We are divine creators of love, peace, harmony, and prosperity. Choose wisely. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, and so it is. So it is. It is done. Thank you so much.